Если хочешь веселиться, лучше сильнее не становиться. This man says he became active with the gang Black Disciples at 9 years old.
Yeah, I started selling drugs when I was 11.
These young men from Chicago's troubled West Side got folded into gang life as preteens for safety, for family structure.
I kind of started running with a gang or being affiliated with a gang just for protection. Like, these my friends, we gotta go to school, so we got each other back on the way to school. We got each other back from school, and sometimes that meant carrying a gun.
Half of these guys don't got no mom. Either they was crackheads, dope fiends, prostitutes, boosters, or something. And they moms and father was lost to the same gang that we getting ourselves into now.
But the gangs have become a family for a lot of young men here in Chicago and across the United States. A lot of young guys gravitate towards individuals that appear to have charisma. They gravitate towards guys that appear to protect them. But they really are not protected out there. Too many people are being killed. It's a false sense of security.
Their first gun was often a gift.
I looked at it like that was love. I feel like that this person loved me for the simple fact that they want to see me protected. They give me something that's going to protect my life.
In a world where ruthlessness translates into respect, the shootings are part of an endless cycle of vendettas. The original motivator can be drugs, turf, or a perceived act of disrespect.
You can disrespect somebody by trying to holler at his girlfriend while, you know, he's walking with her. Or you can disrespect somebody by wearing your hat a different way than your hat is.
Just this week, two little girls were killed by stray bullets. On Valentine's Day, a pregnant woman streamed a video on Facebook. In the passenger seat is documented gang member Lazarette Collins, out on parole. 2-year-old Levante White is in the back seat. They both have moments left to live. The police superintendent again called for tougher sentencing.
We need to create a culture of accountability, of picking up a gun and using it. Enough is enough.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner proposes sending in state troopers. The president says send in the feds. And the young men on the street say it won't matter.
I don't care how many police they bring in, and it's not going to stop, man. You know, it's the kids, man.
If I lived by this gun, and I was living by these drugs, this product that I'm selling, that I'm pushing in the neighborhood, and it's putting food on my table, and food inside my kids' mouths to keep a roof over their head, then I'm not going to put it down. You tell me to put it down with no way out.
The young men with whom I met say there used to be kingpins who controlled the big gangs, like the Vice Lords and Gangster Disciples, but the government locked them up. In the power vacuum, the gangs subdivided into cliques, which will at times do battle with other cliques from the same gang. And that's how a bad situation melted down into chaos. In Chicago, Mike Tobin, Fox News.